Day-to-Day senior producer Steve Proffitt joins us now to help share some of your letters. Steve?
Our keen-eared listeners, Alex, have caught us in a few errors and omissions, beginning with Yellow Cake.
That is the name of a book that our reviewer, Veronique de Turin, talked about yesterday.
Right, and as listener Dee Alamage of Los Angeles points out, she was mistaken when she said the Yellow Cake uranium made famous in the run-up to the Iraq War allegedly came from Nigeria.
The country involved in that story was actually Niger. Some people pronounce that Niger.
Barbara Bernstein of Portland, Oregon, was one of many listeners who noted we failed to provide some key background information on a person we interviewed last week about the firing of federal prosecutors.
We talked to a former Bush official, that's John Yoo, and what we failed to mention was that he was the primary architect of a Bush administration legal strategy about the Geneva Conventions. Many people believe his legal interpretations may have opened the door to torture of combatants by U.S. personnel in Iraq and elsewhere.
Tom Onasor of Bloomington, Minnesota, wrote to say that our stories about war memorials yesterday struck a chord.
He was in Estonia recently, he writes, and he found out that when the Soviets occupied the country after World War II, they destroyed most of the war monuments that had been built in virtually every town and village.
After Estonia's return to independence, Mr. Onasor learned that many of these memorials were rebuilt. That made him realize, he writes, that war memorials not only honor and remember the dead, they identify the survivors.
Also, many of you wrote in with appreciation for our series of stories about Project Healing Waters.
This is a rehabilitation program that helps wounded veterans heal by teaching them fly fishing.
But not everyone's a fan of it. Laura Fisk of Encinitas, California, says she finds it ironic that injured vets would find it therapeutic to injure and kill fish.
She writes, "Fish feel pain, too. Finally, Alex, in space, no one can hear you snore?"
This has got to be a reference to that story by Robert Krulwich about sleeping in space.
You are correct, sir.
Whenever you feel tired, all you have to do is just close your eyes and then...
Last week, Robert reported on the simple joy of sleeping in zero gravity, but listener Judy Crawford questioned the bit about snoring.
Gravity, she guesses, wouldn't work on the relaxed tissues of our palates, mouths, or throats.
Our intrepid Mr. Krulwich has no answer, but he believes the question is worthy of investigation. Alex, I think he just couldn't resist putting the sound of snoring in a story. And that's it for letters.
Okay, listeners, you can write us too. Go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link. It's at the top of every page. And Steve Proffitt, letters editor, as always, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.